The Cosmic Darrow. Darrow Key Number 8. Strength. This awareness indicates that in considering the now, entities may think of past and future in relation to the now, and such actions as thinking of past and future is that of the mind or mental, or structured levels. The more involved this is in the thought level, the less true it is as an experience. To experience the past and the future in the now is to expand the now into the past and into the future, so that the moment may be more than a split second, so that the moment may be more than but a day, so that the moment may be more than but a year, so that the moment may be more than but a lifetime, so that the moment may extend into many lifetimes and many eons of time. This awareness indicates that in this manner, the now is eternal. The now exists at all times. From this level there is no thought about past or future, and the experiencing of the past and the future in remote sense, moving into focus on the present space, is what is happening at this given time. This awareness indicates that this may be likened unto a movement through a desert, leaving one end of the desert and moving toward the other end of the desert. At any given moment, you may experience the totality of the desert, or you may experience a single grain of sand, or you may experience a few feet ahead or behind. This awareness indicates that thought about the distance of the desert is not the experience of the now, but rather is that which occurs within one's head. This awareness indicates that the experiencing of the desert in its totality or in any division of that totality is which may be considered the now. This awareness indicates that in focusing on the immediate area nearest one in time and space, entities do become capable of creating greater intensities of direction in their lives according to the next moment. In spreading the focus of attention into broader areas of time or space, the creative power of concentration, the creative power of consciousness is slightly scattered in terms of its immediate strength. This awareness indicates that this does, however, give a continuity over a larger area of direction and creation. One can spread one's attention over the entire desert and time and space, and in this way, direct one's path towards certain areas or visualize certain actions that may lead to creation of large-scale activities. In this event, the creative action is more time-consuming and of greater proportion and in need of greater energy. The more limited the focus in terms of time and space, the more immediate the creation, the greater the spread of attention, the more far-reaching the creation. This awareness indicates that when one can see the vast area of large-scale activities and can bring this into a symbolic action of present time image, this brings forth a focus of attention symbolizing the broad action, and can give great energy in terms of creating what will eventually move into larger, more expanded and more vast expressions of creation. In this manner, the sacramental healing and other forms of magic do work. This awareness indicates that if one can move into present time, focusing on the now, the very moment, with an image such as that of healing, and can do this with intense looking, intense imaging for but a brief moment, then letting go of this image, that the image continues to carry and continues to move so long as that image is not reversed by doubt, by reversal of the image itself. In this manner, entities may understand how through imaging, they create their world from moment to moment, regardless of how brief or how broad that moment is. This awareness indicates that in relation to this card, that entities lay out the tarot deck, the major arcana, in the manner given in Paul Case's book, in four rows with the top row as the zero, the second row as 1 through 7, and the third row as 8 through 14, and the fourth row as 15 through 21. This awareness indicates that entities will notice that the top row is the source, the second row is the power, the third row is the agency through which the power works, and the fourth row is the result. This awareness indicates the second row starting with the magician and moving from 1 through 7 being the power, and the third row starting with strength, 8, and moving through 14. Below the magician, 1, is the card considered now as strength. This awareness indicates that the hourglass may again be used as symbolic of this card. This awareness indicates that the movement to the center of the hourglass as that movement of reconciliation between yes and no. On the one side of the hourglass are the passions, the forces of nature, the subconscious forces, the forces of darkness. On the other side, are the forces of light, the consciousness, and the mental visionary level. The magician has moved now into an action of polarity, and the polarity has come about through the action of the second row, 1 through 7. The movement into the subconscious side of the universal forces or to the conscious side of the universal forces is related to the various figures of the tarot given in the top row. The point between relates to both sides equally. At this point there is strength. In one sense, this corresponds to the Hierophant in that this is a reconciliation of yes and no. Wherein the Hierophant is listening, is open, the Strength card is likened unto a Hierophant that is acting as an agent through which the magician operates his power, and this then becomes a tool for the magician. This awareness indicates that entities consider consciousness in all of its ramifications. The entire universe is consciousness, and that consciousness is continually feeding on itself. Consciousness does indeed devour and regurgitate and cast off its own self. With each swallow of force by another force, that which is cast off has changed its nature, and that which has devoured another force of consciousness has changed its nature, and in this manner, the levels of consciousness are in continuous change as consciousness continues to affect itself. This awareness indicates that this may be seen as light moving in a circle, as light moving outward, coming back upon itself and crossing at the point of junction where these forces cross, and new energy is formed. This energy is magnetism. This formation of magnetism creates a warp, and the warp causes light to bend, and the bending causes light to move at a different speed. This awareness indicates that this different speed changes the very nature of the vibratory rate of light and does not extend to another category. All vibrations are light that is referred to by many different names. These range from matter, through heat, through octaves and through infrared, through ultraviolet, through light, and through the various high rays. All these octaves are but the culmination of transmuted light. As light reaches a certain point, it becomes a different quality. All matter is nothing more than light in its slow and lower forms. Smells, sounds, heat, and even radio waves, all of these things are but light. This awareness indicates that above the octave of normal light, the 49th octave, consciousness of different levels begins to operate. In the terms being used by this awareness, all of this may be classified also as light, but this is the cosmic light, the light of consciousness. This awareness indicates that the octave may be related unto the hourglass. When the evolutionary action of anything is moving towards specialization, whether this be through historical species, animals and plants moving towards some specialization, growing horns, growing scales, growing fins, growing wings or whatever, or whether this relates to man moving in certain specialization, or whether this relates on to wind, tides, or the movement of the zodiac forces, that anything moving toward its culmination at the eighth house, at the octave, at the center of the hourglass, at the point of change, at the point of climax, at the point of orgasm, at the point of death enters a metamorphosis and undergoes a drastic and sudden and complete change in its very nature. These changes in the cosmic forces, whether this be from sound, through heat, through light, through radio waves, or whatever, these sudden changes create what are termed octaves. In this manner, the universe does have its many levels. This relates also to the consciousness levels pertaining to the little bodies of the microcosm and the little minds within the bodies of the microcosm. These glands, these psychic centers, the opening of the seals, the opening of the secrets, the movement of energy up through the spinal column move in these octave actions. This awareness indicates that each of the psychic centers, moving upwards, has its proper relation to the musical scale, the do, re, miles, fa, sol, la, ti, do. These psychic centers moving up to the invisible eighth above the seventh is that which does move one into a higher octave of being. As the serpent power, the life energy contained by the gonads for giving the motor forces of the body, as this goes to each gland, the movement upward transforms the energy with each gland opening. This awareness indicates that this is more than the action of the mere gland itself. There is an electrical field around each gland that is activated. The electrical field is referred to as the chakra. Around each gland are three levels of electrical energy. The gland itself is the fourth, and these correspond to fire, air, water, and earth. The movement up within each of these touches all levels of these centers. The movement of the serpent power up through these levels, touching these centers, determines the scale of evolution on which an entity now resides. This shall be given in the Book of Life. This awareness indicates that this Book of Life shall be the opening of the seals in terms of an explanation of what each of these glands, each of these psychic centers, each of these chakras does produce. This Book of Life shall go into the external effect of the consciousness levels that are entered by the level of energy according to what psychic center is operating. This awareness indicates that as energy moves up the psychic centers, that one's evolutionary scale moves higher. This awareness indicates that this relates to yoga and its practices, and this relates to the development classes. This relates to living through many lifetimes and understanding more and more, and gradually understanding enough that one's psychic centers begin to open on their own. Yoga and certain of the Eastern teachings, as well as certain Western religious teachings, do have their effect pro and con upon the psychic centers. The development classes open these centers quickly and generally safely when followed correctly, but all entities may move and open these centers through the complexity of life over longer periods of time. The opening of the seals is the opening of the secrets, and this opening gives strength which gives understanding, and this understanding brings about the discovery of natural laws, the discovery of how to make use of natural laws, rather than being the victim and at the whim of such laws. This awareness indicates that when an entity, when groups, or when a nation of peoples make combat against the laws of nature, they do indeed break themselves. When they align themselves with the law of nature, they flow into greater and greater harmonious actions. This awareness indicates that in alignment with the laws of nature, there is no death. In alignment with the laws of nature, entities must understand, and in understanding, entities cannot find error. This awareness indicates that you give attention to the design drawn by the interpreter before this trance. This awareness indicates that you notice the figure 8 with another figure 8 inside that, and another inside that, and another inside that. This awareness indicates that the point between these is mere vitality, being neither conscious nor unconscious, but living. This awareness indicates that even the basest material has light in it. Life and light are the same. This awareness indicates that mere vitality is including the grain of sand. The next level is simple awareness. The next level is self-awareness. The next level is self-awareness expanding, and the fourth one is cosmic awareness. This awareness indicates these be read. Questioner, this first one, simple awareness, the second one, self-awareness, the third, self-awareness expanding, the fourth one, cosmic awareness. Cosmic awareness, this awareness indicates that those on the other side now be read, this is relating to the subconscious or unconscious forces. This awareness indicates that what was just spoken is relating to consciousness levels. That which is to be read is relating to the unconscious levels. This awareness indicates that each of these is to be read separately and a comment will be given. Questioner, emotion. Cosmic awareness. This awareness indicates that emotion is below the surface of consciousness, and for this reason, emotion is classed as unconscious. Emotion is built on repetition of an image, a concept, or an idea. Emotion is based on identification. Emotion is built from an attachment. The attachment and the repetition of the attachment creates desire and familiarity, and this familiarity is a feeling of security. Security creates the feeling of dependency. And dependency creates the feeling of need. In this way, emotion is created out of repetition and familiarity. This awareness indicates that the image and imagination is closely related to emotion. When anything is imaged or imagined enough, it appears to be a pattern within the mind, within the psyche. This pattern, in becoming repeated, creates a rut, which creates an emotion that gives security and a feeling of familiarity and certainty. The repetition of mantras and songs and poems and rhymes and platitudes and beliefs and certain ideas and certain answers, creates the feeling of security. All of this is a hypnotic conditioning action that brings about emotional attachment. This awareness indicates that the next be read. Questioner, collective identity. Cosmic awareness, this awareness indicates that when emotions such as have been described become shared by many, such as the emotion over the concept of money, then many share the same emotion. This then becomes a collective emotion. The same may be said of various religions, various policies, various political parties, various forms of government, various brainwashing techniques, and various concepts drawn up to control the masses and their thinking. This awareness indicates that the symbols such as a flag, the symbol of a certain structure as homes, buildings, and so forth, the symbols of certain status, design, car, clothing, styles of this nature, these also relate to collective identity and become the governing force of certain emotional actions of masses of people. This awareness indicates that the next be read. Questioner, collective archetypal images. Cosmic awareness, this awareness indicates that this relates to more deep-seated levels, such as the concepts of mother and father, in which there is some universal type of image that all understand and share. This relates particularly to such things as religious concepts that have been repeated over many lifetimes, such as those given in Egypt as Ra and Isis, such as those symbolized by the various gods of Egypt, of the Hebrews, of the Indians, of China, of Tibet, and the various gods of all nations, in which the gods represented certain phases or certain faces of consciousness within individuals. This awareness indicates that wherein a god is representative of a part of an individual's psyche, this becomes an archetypal point of reference which has a great influence for many. The masses may be influenced through such archetypal images as father complexes, mother complexes, by moving these in to substitute father complexes, mother complexes. Death is another, and evil and good, as well as light and darkness are others. The sun is one, and the moon is another. These are archetypal influences. This awareness indicates that the next be read. Questioner, universal collective unconscious. Cosmic awareness, this relates to that level of the unconscious world in which it is a mirror image of cosmic consciousness. Cosmic consciousness and the universal unconsciousness are closely aligned. In the universal unconsciousness, the entity's identity is totally lost in the identification with all else, with the entirety of the unconscious world. The unconscious world includes the reverse side of the conscious world. The conscious world is related to what is called the light side, that side wherein certain forces may be sensed with the tools of the senses, sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. The unconscious world relates to the feeling level and is associated with the psychic centers. These psychic centers tune into those invisible forces that reach out throughout the universe. In searching for this unconscious world, many understand it in this manner. As entities move into that state which is termed sleep, they go into this, they go into themselves, and their attention stops turning outward and turns inward. The attention finally moves toward a hole in the center of their own head, and this hole then becomes the eye of the needle. Once they pass through this hole, they go out into the universe and see all things, even if they could not see those things on the conscious side. In this manner, entities have gone through the mirror and have emerged on the other side, this being the two universes parallel to each other. The astral or unconscious world always exists, whether day or night, whether one is awake or asleep. The dream world, the world in which one is capable of moving in his or her nighttime sleep, is that which is existing throughout and everywhere present in one's daytime world. Though entities do not see those divisions, those bodies that move in the dream world while they are awake, those bodies do move about them. Some entities are capable of seeing spirits or ghosts, or whatever terms you would use, and these are entities from that dream world, that unconscious world, that astral level. This awareness indicates that when entities die, they pass into that level. The world of essence goes into this level and beyond. Even as there are different levels of consciousness in this conscious world, there are different levels also in the unconscious world. The world of essence is on the unconscious side of what is being discussed, the universal unconsciousness, and this also is cosmic awareness in the conscious side. The two are one. When entities move through the concept of universal unconsciousness, they do indeed see rainbows. The thousand rainbows are the magnetic forces of the dark side of light, of the spectrum. This awareness indicates that the spectrum itself is only seven of those rays. The other five are not seen by your eyes, but may be seen by your third eye. This awareness indicates that this may be possible under certain types of drugs. This is possible under certain types of tea. This is possible during certain states of evolution. Questioner: Will awareness comment on mental imagery and organic life? Cosmic awareness: This awareness indicates that this eighth card, strength, as the agency for the power of the magician, is related to that action wherein the movement of spirit, antimatter, has moved into form, and this then has become organic life. The strength that comes from the balance of conscious and unconscious forces, the balance between tension and relaxation, relates to the magician action. The attention given to unconscious or natural forces, the forces of nature, brings about what may be termed magic. This awareness indicates that this magic requires certain physical grounding, as has been given in other readings. The physical grounding, the tension from the now and the movement of unconscious forces, forces of energy, whether or not they have any substance, is of no concern to the magician. The image that has its effect, or the unconscious forces, is that which does bring about the magic. Questioner: Will awareness comment on subconsciousness moved into a state of wisdom through association with conscious forces? Cosmic awareness: This refers to that wild churning of nature, which is not understood by the mind that would like to control it. There is a gradual association between the mind and the emotions, between the mind and the archetypal imagery, between the mind and the collective unconscious levels, and slowly and gradually there comes about from many conflicts and sufferings and tragic actions, a surrendering on the part of both the emotion and the mind that would control such. Gradually there comes about a reconciliation between these two. This awareness indicates that when the mind finally sees the truth, sees the need for aligning certain forces according to natural laws, the emotions then begin to cooperate. Where this cooperation occurs slowly and gradually, the emotions begin to emerge as the forces that can be used creatively, which can be used as wisdom, which can be used as love, and that which this awareness has referred to as creative love. At this point the mind itself is of little use any further. When the emotions have learned to respond to the lessons that the mind has taught, then mind may be placed aside. This awareness indicates that the resonating electromagnetic energy is that which is termed the serpent power, is that which is the cosmic fire, and this is but the same thing that awareness earlier referred to as light in its highest sense. That resonating electromagnetic energy moves down to that 49th octave, which then becomes that light that we know with our eyes. The eyes see but one octave. As it moves down the various octaves between and on down to the level of light, it contains consciousness and entities within each level, within each octave, that have their own specialty, their own specialized level of consciousness. This awareness indicates that these are the various planes that these entities move on and control and reside on those lesser octaves. For those entities on that level, light itself is matter to them. The entities referred to may not be in the form that you know, but may indeed be concepts and may be but concepts. A concept is an entity. An idea is an entity. A vibration is an entity. Any form of friction, irritation, conflict, or focus is an entity. Any point of significance, no matter how great or how small, is an entity in itself. This awareness indicates that in this sense, there are no limits to who you are, who you may be, or how many times you may exist in different forms. This awareness indicates that you exist according to that which you identify with. The identification with a certain point of significance, with a certain irritation, brings about a familiarity and an emotional attachment to that point of significance. Gradually you may build a body around this. You may build a life, a significance of events around this point of irritation. In creating the individuality, this is creating entities. There are greater and lesser entities, depending only upon the degree of irritation, the length of time, and the attention given to those irritations that are creating the entity. This awareness indicates that resonating electromagnetic energy flows through and stimulates all of these irritations, and this may be understood as the pearl in the oyster that is formed by the irritation from the grain of sand. Entities are formed from the irritation of friction with their environment. The greater the environmental friction, the more their own individuality, and their own identities can be formed. This awareness indicates that in this sense, pain brings about individuality. Once this individuality is reached, once one has developed his identity, he or she no longer needs to suffer the pain and the frustration, and can then give up his or her effort to be, and move back, like the fool, into being without effort and can then, within form or without form, continue to exist in the universe, for the resonating electromagnetic energy that has gathered into him or her is strong enough to survive the various shocks of universal churnings. Questioner, will awareness now comment on the opening of the mouth, opening the seals, secrets, and giving expression to power? Cosmic awareness, this awareness indicates this has been given in earlier messages. This pertains to yoga and the development classes. This may, however, relate to certain actions regarding the cooperation between levels of consciousness and unconsciousness. What is done on the conscious level does have its equal and opposite reaction on the unconscious level. This awareness indicates that this is true for the levels given in the earlier message regarding simple awareness, self-awareness, self-awareness expanding, and cosmic awareness, and those levels relating on the unconscious side. The purpose of ritual is to bring about a cooperation between the conscious and the unconscious side of life, and this relates to opening the seals. This awareness indicates this not only refers to the opening of the seals of an individual, the psychic centers of an individual, but relates also to opening the seals of the archetypal energies, the collective unconscious levels, and many people may be affected by the opening of a few seals of individuals. The energy that flows through on these levels moves into the next level, and when that level is touched, it again lets energy through. Thus, when emotions are opened by the flow of this energy, it then may move through to the collective imagery and the archetypal imageries and to the collective unconscious imageries of mankind. In this way, the rituals performed by groups have touched upon the very nature of man, the inner plane, or what is termed the unconscious, and has begun to break holes in the structures of Rai so that the forces of antimatter may move in on this plane and bring about the change that leads to the new being. Questioner, conscious can direct the subconscious, setting patterns, and the patterns creating your world. Will awareness comment on this? Cosmic awareness, this awareness indicates that this refers to the actions of your conscious thinking, your conscious speech, your imaging. Whatever you do creates, and any thought you hold creates, any word you speak creates, any image you bring about you, any image you visualize creates. When such images, thoughts, and words are repeated or held for some time, the creation begins to manifest more and more. This awareness indicates that when any image is held or brought in at a high level in the present time sense, this brings about the manifestation. Therefore, your conscious thought, your conscious images, your conscious speech has its dominion over unconscious levels. Wherein there is compatibility between the conscious and the unconscious levels, this compatibility will bring about whatever images you sent, whatever you spoke. This awareness indicates that wherein there is incompatibility between the conscious and the unconscious levels, there will be conflict as a result of these words, images, or thoughts. This awareness suggests you be very watchful of these patterns of speech, of these patterns of thought, the patterns of images that you do consciously present for your unconscious mind. Your unconscious levels will begin to manifest these things according to your intensity and the degree of duration and stability given to those patterns. Questioner, is there any further comment concerning the eighth card? Cosmic awareness, this awareness indicates that you consider strength. Strength is not power. Strength comes from understanding. Power comes from knowledge and from weapons. This awareness indicates that understanding means that you stand under and look, that you stand under and observe, that you stand under and give attention. In this understanding, you discover the laws of nature, you discover and move into and with these laws of nature. This awareness indicates that power does not stand under, does not understand the laws of nature, but tries to manipulate and control others, and the laws of nature. This awareness indicates that the two are opposite. Power is now failing, and is that which must go. This awareness indicates that power is soon to peak out, and when this occurs, understanding shall become the way of life. This awareness indicates that understanding is related to the eighth chakra. The desire for understanding is related to the seventh chakra, the pituitary. Power and knowledge and wisdom is related to the pineal, and those who operate from the pineal level try to control themselves and try to control their world and their environment. Those moving beyond this level tried to understand their world, tried to understand themselves, and tried to understand their environment. This awareness indicates that the eighth level of the chakra above the head is that which understands, which stands under and looks in awe at what is. The understanding realizes there is no finality in understanding. There is no level in which one can say, I understand all things, but rather understanding realizes that it must continue to grow and expand itself into a greater understanding, and at this point is not trying to understand. There is just understanding and expanded understanding. This awareness indicates that this is strength. March 14, 1972.